welcome to another edition of the Stairway to Heaven. You're tuned in to Radio 90.7 FM, KPFK. My name is Teddy, your soul brother to the night. That tune right there, John Clemmer and Barefoot Ballet. Top of the hour was Meditations, done by Lonnie Liston Smith from an album called Cosmic Funk as Spiritual Sounds. Dig that name, Cosmic Funk and Spiritual Sounds, the Flying Dutchman Masters, Lonnie Liston Smith. 9 minutes of Chuck Mangione, and I never missed someone before that was following Lonnie Liston Smith. I know a man I thought I'd play that one for. I never missed someone before. Beautiful, beautiful rendition of music and deep intertwined messages of love and longing and missing. I'm going to send that out to my favorite uncle who just made the transition 2 days ago, I think. He's in peace now. Rest in heaven, Uncle Kurt. That's from my Uncle Kurt in New York City. I mean, many, many fond memories of that man back when I was a kid. That was my dad's brother. And the story goes, my aunt told me that when my dad passed away, he knew he was passing away. So he called his younger brother, Curtis. And they had a talk, and he said, I just need you to take care of my family. He was leaving my mom, you know, age 32, and seven kids. So my Uncle Kurt took care of us by just making sure we had things, and went to visit him and my other uncles and my grandmother and my aunt in New York City from Youngstown, Ohio. We will make that summer vacation with Uncle Kurt and the family. So rest in heaven, Uncle Kurt. All right. This is the Stairway to Heaven. We're playing that music. We go back in a way back machine. We touch on emotions of longing, of missing, of loving, of giving. And we travel the wave of tempo, of melody. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, okay? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. In the set, I have the Dramatics, Rolls Royce, LTD, the Crusaders, B.B. King. I'll try and get to some William Bell, the Ohio Players, the OJs, the Stylistics, Sammy Davis Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, the Four Tops. Just give me a little sprinkling of what I have put together for this edition of The Stairway to Heaven. This is Randy Lewis. The title is Do What You Wanna. Do what you wanna. You're on the Stairway to Heaven.
The Stairway to Heaven.
Two tunes from 1977, 40 years ago. Two tunes from two of the strong R&B soul groups from the 1970s. Slave. It was the first album by the band Slave, 1977, self-titled LP. That was a Son of Slide, 1977. The original members of Slave at that time. Steve Washington, Mark Drack Hicks. Remember, they call me Drag Baby, here I come. Yeah, that guy. Another Mark was in a group too. Mark Adams, Danny Webster, Floyd Miller, Carter Bradley, Orion Wilhoit, and Tim Dozier, along with Tom Lockett. You know, back in the 1970s, those funky groups had many, many members, a lot like, you know, like 7, 8, 9. Son of Slide, 1977. I was doing some little research. 32 on the Hot 100 Billboard list, the Son of Slide. And they reached number one on the Billboard Soul chart. Son of Slide. 1977, that was Slave. Brass Construction, also from 1977, the original release date, September 28th. And Love You, L-O-V-E-U. Yes, we love you. Yes, we do. That tune was penned by Randy Muller. Randy Muller. 1977, 40 years ago, the R&B and the soul groups. Sounds like just like yesterday when we listened to them today. You tuned into something groovy and funky and soulful. It's right here on your radio, KPFK. Worldwide at kpfk.org with Teddy, your soul brother to the night. Flipping switches, turning knobs. Shall we continue on, y'all? Can we do that? This is a song that's like just about 10 minutes long. It's from that era too. Late 1970s. Instant funk. I got my mind made up and you can get it, girl. Can you dig it? Oh, I know you can. Thank you.
tonight is fine. I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it, girl. Anytime.
Say what?
Tonight is fine. I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it, girl. Anytime.
Say what?
Tonight is fine. I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it, girl. Anytime.
Say what?
Tonight is fine.
Push it to me, baby.
Push it to me, baby.
You gotta slide it to me, honey.
Slide it, girl.
If you want my money.
If you want my money.
You gotta make it good as honey.
Make it good as honey.
I got my money made up. Come on, you can get it, girl.
Thank you.
See, the thing is, real soul radio and real rock and roll radio back in the day in the 1970s, they would play a song that was 9 minutes and 48 seconds and didn't, you know, look twice or think about it. You know, it was all right. It happened. You know, that was the 70s. That was cool. You know, major market radio today, L.A., Chicago, New York, the Big Apple, it's rare where you'll find a radio station that is okay with being able to do it. It's a, you know, big shout out to all the independent, the community radio stations, the college radio stations worldwide. We know we have the internet, but it's still so few radio stations alive that could do what we're doing. So shout out to all of you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. That was 9 minutes and 48 seconds. Let's make that segue from a groovy song to a mellow song. Heatwave, Show Enough Must Be Love. Too Hot to Handle LP. Dig this, y'all.
Driving round in the night, try to pick up a station just to hear the DJ playing our dedications. Blowing kisses down the telephone line, just simple things that blow my mind away and put magic inside my day.
That you wouldn't do for me. to stay another home. You've abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy, babe. Love don't live here anymore. Through the windows of Mars, everyone can see the loneliness inside me. Why'd you have to go away? Don't you know I miss you so and need your love?
Songs we listened to from back in the day, 1970s, especially this kind of a groove, has stories for us. All of us, we have stories for these songs, you know. And that particular song right there, Rolls Royce and Love Don't Live Here Anymore, the story that I have, what conjures up with me, with that song right there, senior year of high school. It was the fall towards the winter. Me and my best friend, one of my best friends, Dwayne, we got this job at this restaurant. It was a nice Italian restaurant on the edge of town. So we're 17 years of age. We got us a little job, you know, to help us get ready for our senior pictures and the prom and all this stuff, having some money on the side. And Dwayne had this nice giant boom box that he would carry with us. So we would put this in the truck as we're going to our job. We bus tables at this restaurant. And I think our shift was like from 4 in the afternoon after school until 12 or midnight or something, or midnight or 1 a.m. And Dwayne had this boombox, and he would play music on the way there. And then when we got there in our little station for the bus boys and the waiters and waitresses, he had a little area there, and he would put that boombox, and we would have the music down low. But that particular song was one from Rolls Royce that he would play a lot. We would listen to that song and that whole album, that whole cassette, a good deal of the time. So whenever I hear it, whenever I play it, Love Don't Live Here Anymore by Rolls Royce. Yeah, I was 17 years of age, a busboy, working at this Italian joint, making some money to pay for my senior pictures, prom and all that stuff. Yeah, I can dig it. That's what was going on.
You're just as sweet as peaches and cream. You must have stepped right out of my dream. Cause you and I were meant to be.
sometimes you make me almost scream.
Be my girl.
I was just thinking about that song as I played it. Najee. And that was Betcha. No. Wait. Let me really talk about that tune right there. Najee. Bet you don't know. That's taken from the LP Najee's Theme. Back in 1986, I got my first radio gig. I mean, a paid radio gig. See, in 84, I was still working on college radio. But 86, first radio gig, black radio station in Boston. I say black because it was what you call the black station, you know. You can say that. Of course, they call it urban contemporary, but yeah, I was working in Boston. We would play, I remember when Najee came out, we were playing Najee. From 86 to 87, I was there. That song right there, when I listen to it now, it conjures up what a format has come about, and I think it was the late 80s, definitely throughout the 90s, smooth jazz. Station here in town called Smooth Jazz. They don't go by smooth jazz any longer. They just go by the call letters and something else, but not smooth jazz, 94 points, no. But anyway, smooth jazz, that tune right there, they would play stuff like that. And one thing I got to say about radio, because, hey, it's the business I'm in, and I've been a fan of radio for years since I've got into it in college. Smooth jazz, this particular station, in fact, they don't go by smooth jazz any longer, but this particular station in town, if you ever tune them in, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to throw them under the bus by giving the call letters, but they used to be smooth jazz. They did something about, for me, the smooth operator Sade. Well, they play her so much that it just like, man, it's just too much. Every time I turn it around, because sometimes I like to listen to different radio stations. And every time I turn around, I will hear a Sade tune on that station. Still, right now. And most of us, if you listen to the station before, you know you can name five artists that they play all the time. Sade, they'll throw in some Babyface with Whip Appeal or something like that. They'll play some Luther. But that's Sade, man. They mess it up for me. Every time you turn around, there's a Sade tune on that station that used to be smooth jazz. So sorry I'm throwing you under the bus if you're listening to any of the radio DJs. I do like the DJs on that station, though. Especially the ladies, man, they got it down. This Deborah Howe, man, she's really good. Okay, that's all I'm going to talk about that other radio station. We're playing music right here on this radio station, KPFK, where we can play the long versions. We don't play any commercials because we are listener supported, and we are supported by listeners like you and the others who call in the radio station and donate during the fall and winter drives and the spring drives and the summer drives. And some people be like, y'all having too many fun drives. Well, we don't do any commercials, no corporate radio stuff, you know. It's just, and it's been around since 1959, man. And you got people like me and other DJs like Namdi and Mark Maxwell and, Django and Jillian Rise and Matt Perez and Breakbeats and Rhymes. I mean, we have so many genres right here. Chuck Foster and Reggae Central. All these different genres of music. It harkens back to college radio, harkens back to radio back in the 70s. It's a godsend, man. It's a treasure. We thank you for tuning in, and we thank you for supporting the radio station. All the volunteers who have come down and answered some phones or done something, worked on the program, man, thanks. Thank you. My name is Teddy, your soul brother to the night. I've been here now, and I'm going to play something for you. Been here like an hour and a half into the program. Let's continue on, because we still got some good more time left. And I put together this playlist this past week. We're going to segue to something from an album called The ABCs of Soul, Volume 2. This is classic from ABC Records catalog, 1969 to 1974. Can I get an amen? All right. Wait till the four tops kick in, y'all. That's right after this one, I'll tell you that. This is Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love.
Hearts go astray. They be hurt when they go. I went away just when you needed me so. Oh, yeah. Filled with regret, I come back again, you. Forget, forget. Where's the love we once knew?
upon a time, a long, long time ago, wherever you'd lead me, I would surely follow. Girl, you put me through some pain and misery, and now you are standing on my doorstep. For you to come home, but you laughed at me and said, let me alone. Through my burning tears, I saw you walk away, and now you're begging me to forgive you. But this time, baby, it's your turn to pray. Baby, ain't nobody. Someday. But time has made some changes, turned me upside down. So you can beg me to forgive you. But this time, baby, you can turn right around. Ain't nobody home.
You can always tell he sounds a little different as he, you know, went about his whole, like, a mecca of catalog, his span of years. B.B. King sounding a little different, maybe a little younger at that point in time. Ain't nobody home. B.B. King. I heard it once said that, you know, a man or woman are true. Our truest being, our truest nature is who we are, of who we are, of who we are. It's like when we are alone by ourselves, doing something alone. So like as you go about your day, your morning, your nighttime, you're driving in your car alone, listening to music, or when we maybe walking through the park, doing something alone, the true nature of who you are. When I listen to music, when I'm driving, literally when I'm driving, man, on the road, and I'm talking about like driving at night, coming into the studio when it's, you know, LA, it's not as many people on the freeway, and I'm just listening to something, or I'm not listening to anything alone. I am alone. I like that. Or those cross-country trips that I've done this past summer, when I'm alone for hours in the car, I'm in that true nature of who I am. I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. And if you think about it, it's interesting because the world, our friends, our family, they don't know that part of us. They know us. I mean, we change. Just like as you look at another object, you look at an object, it changes if you weren't looking at that object. The mere fact that you look at an object changes the molecular buildup of that object. So when we are around people, how they perceive us isn't the truest form of who we are. I ain't trying to be deep, y'all. I'm really not. I'm just, you know, talking about, like, when you are alone listening to music, alone reading, alone doing anything. And then when I'm alone, I'm reflecting. I'm like, wow, okay, man. And it's a cool thing, too, man, when we are, like, listening to our favorite tunes. Because, hey, we're talking about music here. And I'm playing stuff that, you know, I would play if I were alone. But I'm playing stuff also that I'm playing, hopefully, that the audience who are listening might dig, too. But think about this now. Think about your time alone and your favorite cuts. I was just talking to Lemmy, a longtime listener. He called me up and he said, man, you know, I'm the biggest fan for Earth, Wind, and Fire. And he gave me two tunes to play for him. And so Lemmy probably would be like in his own element when he's listening to Burning Bush by Earth, Wind, and Fire alone. You know, no one intruding on his oneness. And that song and him, they're one together. Think about that. Man, that's deep. Like, when I listen to the Commodores and Zoom alone, I'm like, man, I don't want the phone to ring. I don't want the TV on. I just want to listen to that song. Or the Temptations, Just My Imagination, just, or Sam Cooke. Man, just let me listen to that right now, okay? Let me just drive and listen to some Sam Cooke. Hit that back button, listen to it again. And the cool thing is, it's not just one genre of music. I mean, you know, sometimes you get into that, oh, I want to listen to the standards. I want to listen to some jazz or some blues. Sometimes, like when I was on my road trip, I was listening to some classic rock. I was listening to the tunes that my college buddies turned me on to and that really I may have grew up with listening to on the radio in Youngstown, Ohio, getting ready for school in the morning because they were playing ABBA and Dancing Queen. I just hope that, you know, with all this technology and phones and smartphones and all this stuff coming about, man, we don't lose touch of the organic of who we are, about being and remembering our own selves, the music and stuff like that. So when you're listening to the music, when you're alone, reflect and stay within who you are as you go about your business, listening. Not just listening, but just being alone, being who you are. I'm about ready to make a segue into another sort of vibe. I'm going to go into some Stax Volt records with Carla Thomas and William Bell. But remember, you are who you are when you are alone with yourself. You are your truest self when you're alone.
Look at the mountain.
This is Carla Thomas.
I look at the sun.
you'll say that you'll spend your life with me and stay in my arms, 'cause the life I live is yours. Life would be a joy to live as long as you are.
Like what you're listening to, don't forget Bill Gardner plays this type of music too on Saturdays afternoons.
I've seen and I've watched.
Here are the Del Rios.
My window, just wondering about a true love I'd someday meet, but I never thought the one I'd love lived just across the street. I saw you one evening as you came home. Your smile and your hello
called the the whole name of the Dini Parker and the Valadors. I was trying to look up a Valador. Dini Parker and the Valadors, my imaginary kind. Now, this is taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tunes I just played from Stax Volt, the complete singles, 1958 to 1969. Carla Thomas, Barbara Stevens gave us The Life I Live, William Bell and Formula of Love, the Del Rios Just Across the Street, and Dini Parker and the Valadors, my imaginary guy. Soulful Strut now, done by Grover Washington Jr. You're on the Stairway to Heaven with Teddy, your soul brother to the night, flipping the switches, turning the knobs. 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, the city of angels. Santa Barbara Way, if you go up there, we're at 98.7, 93.7. If you travel down to San Diego, 99.5, Ridgecrest and China Lake, heard worldwide, kpfk.org. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the Stylistics, the OJs, the Ohio Players. Gonna try and put them all in the next set. Peace and love, y'all. Melvin and the Blue Notes with Theodore Teddy Pendergrass, lead vocals there. Don't Leave Me This Way. That's taken from a disc. The Original Masters, Volume 1, the music history of the disco. The music history of the disco. Hey, I want to pull your coat to something. Somebody pulled my coat to something over the weekend, and I had checked my HBO Now app. I don't know if you know about it, but it say, if you don't really want to do the old cable thing like me. I mean, I gave up cable TV years ago, man. But I have two apps that I have on my iPad where I can watch something when I feel like it. Netflix and HBO Now. Now, HBO Now, it's like maybe $14 a month. And that allows me to watch Game of Thrones and some other things, like some HBO documentaries and some cool series. Last year, DJ... I was going to say DJ Sean, because I think of him as DJ Sean because he always calls in and we talk about music. But Sean from downtown, Sean from L.A., he pulled my coat to a series on HBO that I did a binge watch. It was called Vinyl, and it was about the 1970s and this record label. It was bad, man. I'm so upset that it didn't come back. It didn't come back for season two. Just one season, if you can find it. I think they probably still have it on that app, HBO Now. Vinyl. A music company in the 1970s. I had to take it out. Check it out. And, you know, you got the vibe of the music and the culture and the way they dressed. Well, anyway, there is a series on HBO Now right now called The Deuce. And I did some binge watching this past weekend. The Deuce. It's about bar scene and pimps and prostitutes and porn. I mean, but it's done in the 1970s, 1971, but it has that vibe, man, of the lingo of the fashion and the cars, man. To see those cars, man, that was art on streets, y'all. We didn't even realize it. But yeah, The Deuce, if you get a chance, check it out, man. I dig it. I did a whole binge of it. And the bar scene, and you got some Max in there. It's all about, really, it's a story about, or centered around guys trying to make it in this bar. Two brothers, they're twins, and they have prostitutes and pimps. And the vibe is 1971. If you dig this music, you'll dig that. You don't need cable TV. Just go ahead and get that app, man. I'm telling you, you can just check out those documentaries. Check out, you know, some cool shows like that. All right. Stairway to Heaven on your radio. Playing the music of the 1970s, the disco era. New York City. This is the South Soul Hustle by the South Soul Orchestra. All right.
Stairway to heaven, the stairway to heaven, the stairway to heaven, the stairway to heaven.
mind is on the eve of destruction.
The title of the groove is, okay, let me take a pause to really get it right. Umjena Za Ulim Wengu. And then in parentheses, Unite the World. Just Google Unite the World. That's United the World. Unite the World, okay. The Undisputed Truth. 8 minutes and 51 seconds long. The Undisputed Truth. Unite the World. Umjena Za Ulim Wengu, taken from an LP, Face to Face with the Truth. That's the album, Face to Face with the Truth. 8 minutes and 51 seconds. Brings us to an ending of this edition of The Stairway to Heaven. Every Sunday night, segueing into a Monday morning. 3 a.m. until 5:30 right here on listener-supported KPFK. The fun drive right around the corner. We thank you for tuning in. My name is Teddy, and I'll be with you, God willing, next weekend. Until we do it again, my friends, look through the rainbow, follow your dreams. Take some time alone. Get into your true nature, your true self. Have a great weekend, a wonderful Monday.
follow the rainbow to your dreams.